I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, June 7. Coming up, Prime Minister moves to end growing tensions with Trinidad and Tobago, Finance Minister to address Commonwealth high-level seminar in London, and police report 10% reduction in major crimes. The details after the break.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache, and weakness. Protect yourself from Zikvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has moved to end growing tensions with Trinidad and Tobago surrounding trade issues and the lengthy detention of Jamaican nationals in the Immigration Detention Center. The Prime Minister and his Trinidadian counterpart, Keith Rowley, held bilateral talks at the 7th Summit of the Association of Caribbean States, ACS, held in Cuba over the weekend. The heads of government discussed the processing of some 53 detainees, and Mr. Holness says he was given assurances that any administrative delays would be dealt with. The pricing of petroleum was also addressed. Trinidad's Prime Minister Rowley is expected to pay an official visit to Jamaica in the near future to continue discussions at the political level. Mr. Holness also held talks with the presidents of Cuba and Costa Rica at the ACS summit. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is reporting a 10% reduction in most categories of serious and violent crimes for the period January 1 to June 4. Data from the Statistics and Information Management Unit of the JCF indicate that there was a 2% reduction in murders when compared to the same period last year. There was also a 29% reduction in rape and a 27% reduction in aggravated assault. Shootings, however, saw a 6% increase.
We continue to try to identify the areas of greatest concern, and we are putting in the operational initiatives that will bring results.
Head of the Criminal Investigation Branch, Assistant Commissioner of Police Elon Powell. The Kingston's and Andrew and St. Catherine divisions accounted for the greatest reduction in murders at 19%, with the exception of the St. Andrew Central Division, which recorded a 4% increase. Robberies, break-ins, and larceny all recorded double-digit reductions across all divisions when compared with the same period last year. Robberies are down by 30%, break-ins 38%, while larceny is down by 52%. Finance Minister Audley Shaw will address a Commonwealth high-level seminar in London, England on Wednesday. The forum will be held on the subject Governance for Sustainable Development, supporting the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals, CDGs. Minister Shaw's presentation will focus on integrating the Sustainable Development Goals into Jamaica's medium-term economic framework. Discussions at the high-level seminar are critical at this time given the adoption of the UN Agenda in September 2015 for sustainable development. Prior to attending the forum, the Finance Minister will have a one-on-one meeting with Secretary-General of the Commonwealth Secretariat, Patricia Scotland, QC. Following the seminar, Mr. Shaw is slated to address members of the UK diaspora at a forum organized by the Jamaica National Building Society. The Minister will discuss critical policy and economic issues currently occurring in Jamaica. And Executive Director of the Public Investment Management Secretariat, Douglas Livermore, says the recently implemented Public Investment Management System, PIMS, will not hamper the pace at which approvals are granted for government projects. PIMS is an online platform through which all government projects must now be submitted for analysis and appraisal before they can be approved by Cabinet. Mr. Livermore says implementation of the system will provide ministries, departments, and agencies with a streamlined and efficient approval process rather than cause a bottleneck for government approvals.
We will expedite the review of projects in a timely manner, provided that all of the information is presented to the Secretariat. This system will empower public bodies and other interested parties to track projects as they progress from conceptualization to post-evaluation. They will inform the design or modeling of future projects, facilitate a decision support system, and develop a governance framework promoting project management best practices.
Public bodies will also receive assistance from a monitoring evaluation specialist to ensure all the barriers to approval are understood and overcome. Mr. Livermore was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.